Ladies and gentlemen, battlers and Pokemon, it's that time again. Today is November 22nd as we celebrate this Friday as our PvP world grows on episode 6 of our PvP podcast, where we will discuss Niantic making our PvP dreams come true. Yay or nay, legacy moves for all. Timeless Cup has been announced. The California Mega Timeless Tournament, and my week in Pokemon Go on episode 6 of our PvP podcast. Subscribe to PvP, I'm live, just battle me, surprise my team of three, my guy that was GG, cheer, cheer. Niantic, you did it. You really did. Our wants and needs have been met. No. Not because of the guaranteed charge TMs. Thank you, by the way. It's nice getting a charge TM from level 3 raids. Guaranteed. But this December, we will get all of the 2019 Community Day moves, obviously. But more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, we got it. 2018 Community Day moves. This is way bigger to me than even reliving the moves of the last year, because there are some amazing Pokemon that you need to worry about. Some of you know. Most of us know, but you have to be concerned. You need a last resort Umbreon, a frenzy plant Venusaur, a blast burn Charizard, and you could get yourself a Smackdown Tyranitar if you smell what I'm cooking. Mega Metagross is trash. Metagross is no good without Meteor Mash. You know, it's not the greatest for PvP Great League. It is pretty good in Master League, but I max out Metagross to protect my Team Mystic gyms. That's right. Meteor Mash is so important for Metagross, and that's another one that I will evolve. And yeah, I might not have mentioned Meganium, Blastoise, Typhlosion, but they're all great Pokemon for PvP also. You need 100 IV Meganium for Ultra League, which I already have. And some of you may want a Meganium for this new tournament coming up in December. What really got me thinking, will Leafeon and Glaceon get last resort? Like, that's pretty crazy if they do. I'll be pretty happy. I'll be impressed, because I was not concerned. And yes, we haven't had a cup where Leafeon or Glaceon is good, but for open Great League, for lots of fun, and just for cool factor, knowing that we could get a last resort on those Pokemon, evolving some shinies in December, that'd be pretty cool. So there's so much hype. We want to all thank Niantic, make sure we give them their praises, you know, because we let them know when they're messing up, right? We're always going to let them know, but it's important to praise or let them know when they do a great job. Yes, Swampert is the MVP of the 2019 class. Very important if you don't already have one. It wasn't that long ago, so most of us should have them. But maybe you got a better IV one. You know, I really wish I focused more on collecting better Bulbasaurs, Charmander, and just different Pokemon. I do have some things lined up, right? Like, I will now finally have a really good IV Meteor Mash Metagross, which is not the greatest for Great League, as I just mentioned. I will definitely be making a Great League Ampharos, which hasn't been, you know, a Pokemon in the meta, but I want one of everything for Great League, for Ultra League, for Master League. A lot of us listening, or a lot of us that PvP do the Sylph tournaments, and you may not be concerned with Master League or Ultra League, but I've got some powerful Pokemon. And some of these Community Day moves, it's important to have, of course. So also in that 2019 class, we've got Gardevoir, Gallade, hashtag Blaziken, I'll make you afraid again. 2019 had some great Pokemon, but again, 2018 was huge. And also what Niantic did today, they made it possible to increase your storage space for Pokemon, 3,000 Pokemon. They increased the item storage to 2,500. So they're going to make a boatload of money. Like, think of all of that. It's 200 coins per 50. And I know a lot of people out there have, you know, probably already spent some money doing that. I have not, as I've become a casual battler. I mean, like, a hardcore battler and a casual player or grinder. My items aren't always maxed all the time. You know, I'm not always sending my gifts out every day. So Niantic's done really good. They've did well for themselves over the last couple of years, and this last week of information has been great for us. 2020 Go Battle League PvP is going to be huge in this next year. Like, 2020 is the year of PvP, and now let's talk. Yay or nay? Do we need a way to unlock other legacy moves? Shadow Ball Haunter, Poison Fang Venomoth, Thundershock Raichu, Thundershock Discharge Magneton, Fury Cutter Nidoking, Cross Chop Machamp or Primate, Dragon's Breath, Dragon Claw, Dragonite. That's one of the ones that Jimmo really wants. Not the greatest. It's a spicy pick for some cups or for some great league, but I want one for Master League. Okay, I got 100 IV Dratini waiting for the day. Maybe they do something like the Lapras Raid Day, where we got the legacy moves. Maybe they give us Dragon's Breath, Dragon Claw, Dragonite Raid Day. That'd be crazy. That'd be pretty cool. The list goes on and on for some of the best PvP Pokemon that not everyone has. I do like having some of these Pokemon. They're great. I personally saved some from 2019. I've got that Thundershock Discharge Magneton. I have my first ever Machamp maxed out with Cross Chop. It's kind of really spammy, like a Body Slam, right? But a lot of you listening don't have those Pokemon. You weren't able to trade for a Shadow Ball Haunter like I was able to leading up to my regional tournament. And yay or nay, guys. Like, what do you guys think? Do you think Niantic should make a way for us to get those moves again? Obviously, there is some great fun. And once you find that Pokemon and you interact with different people in your community, that's great, right? You're happy. You lock down that Poison Fang Venomoth. You've got that Shadow Ball Haunter. But not everyone is going to be able to do that. So what I did was I asked on Twitter, do you want Niantic to unlock legacy moves for all? Yes or no? Very simple, right? 267 votes came in. That's 21 hours of data. Didn't have time. We weren't waiting the full 24 hours. We got to get an episode out, right? So with 267 votes, 66% said yes. 34% said no. No way, Jose. And there wasn't a lot of comments, but there was some that made me think. I still have the same opinion personally on what they should do. It was great getting some feedback from some other people in the community. So thank you for those comments. Someone said, of course, people are going to vote for yes. Most people don't have those Pokemon. And I think that's true. I think a lot of players not having that Pokemon or those Pokemon made them click yes. I have some of those Pokemon. And I'm leaning towards yes. Because I think everyone should be on an even playing field. It's already hard enough to encourage new PvP players into our world. They're going to feel behind if there's some Pokemon that they can't get, even if they don't fully understand PvP, even if they don't like know how powerful that Pokemon is. Like, maybe they're upset about a legacy move that it's not even good for PvP, but they're just, you know, when people don't know as much as some of you savvy listeners, they just say, forget about it, right? And for this to become an esport, we really need new people to come in. We are really having a powerful season 2, right? Bigger and better tournaments. Communities are coming together for major, major tournaments. But I and we need new players in our world. And someone else actually wrote that letting us get rewards, maybe legacy charge TMs or ways to get some of these moves will be incentives or rewards for battling in the Go Battle League, which is going to be Niantic's version of PvP matchmaking. We're going to be able to battle other people in all leagues, and that's going to be hype. And maybe that's a great reward they can give us, some legacy charge TMs. And then you're not rewarding players who don't care about PvP with charge TMs or legacy charge TMs. Or if there are some savvy PvE players, people who don't PvP, but also want some of those legacy Pokemon for raid challenges or just because they're extreme collectors, it may force them to PvP. Now, we don't want to hold anyone's hand and drag them into our world. Well, maybe we do, actually, right? If we just drag, you know, 20,000 Pogo players into our world to instantly... No, let's be real. We want willing battlers. We want to educate. We want to invite. We want willing participants. But, you know, maybe that's the way to also encourage them through very specific rewards, achievements. Who knows? I don't know. What do you guys think? I think it's very important. I like getting your feedback. Like, I'll think of things for this show and I will, like, you know, think about what I'm going to say, but I'll tweet out and ask a question, and you know, your thought process helps me evolve my thought process. I don't have a lot of people to talk to. You know, a lot of you may think Jimma Banks is hanging out with all these PvP people. Like, I've got friends and I can reach out to them, but the community and the feedback is, it's just very important for everything in our world, right? So yay or nay, legacy moves. I kind of think Niantic should just make us earn it and give us those moves. And then I can max out my 98 IV Thundershock Discharge Magneton and then look for another Great League one, because my Great League Magneton is actually really good overall IVs, not PvP IVs. Okay, guys, the Timeless Cup has been announced, right? That's awesome. A new cup. The Timeless Cup. Can you believe that this is a PvP podcast and this is the week that Timeless was announced and I chose to talk about that third? Most of you already know. Some of you are finding out right now. The new Sylph Cup is out. The Timeless Cup for December. And it is awesome. I've had so much fun battling in the Timeless Cup. It felt like I had more fun in the Timeless Cup for the first 3 to 4 hours battling than I did overall in the Ferocious Cup. Like, at first, Ferocious seemed pretty hype, right? And then the meta settled, and then we realized we were kind of battling with a lot of the same Pokemon. But what I did like was it felt that the overall creativity of Sylph for the Ferocious Cup was good, and that led me to believe that we may have some really cool cups coming up. And... yeah, the Timeless Cup is it. It's actually awesome. And what a great tournament. You're going to have to select your starter. A starter Pokemon, right? Venusaur, Charizard. Maybe it's Blastoise. And it's very interesting, the time frame of this cup, right? It's not just December. I think it goes till January 8th. And once I saw that, like, I obviously, we saw that the Timeless Cup announced before we knew we were getting legacy moves. But even though we all were pretty sure Niantic was not going to drop the ball with this one, when I saw that the Timeless Cup went into January, at least a week, I'm like, yeah, that gives a lot of people time to get these Community Day moves and kick off the new year in a powerful way, right? Right. So I agree. You agree? Pick a starter Pokemon from Kanto, Johto, Hoenn, or Sinnoh, right? So you pick the starter, and that's it. You don't get any more starters. Make the pick count. And then you can choose the remaining 5 Pokemon from eligible Kanto, Johto, Hoenn, Sinnoh species, right? So that means some things are banned, right? We didn't want to have Umbreon in this cup, so they banned Umbreon, they banned Sableye, they banned Legendary, no Mythical, no Unknown, no Unova Evolutions, no Alolan, no Fighting, no Normal, no Fairy, no Flying, no Steel, no Psychic. That's cool. So what does that mean? That means you go to PV Poke and you look at the rankings. You get an idea, right? So after you pick your starter, I think there's a variety of great Pokemon to choose from. Dragon is looking very good, very powerful. You've got Dragonair. You've got Kingdra. Lapras is a beast. Yes, I know Lapras is not a dragon, but it is very powerful. And I'm having a lot of fun. You know, I like my Poison Fang Venomoth. You don't need a Poison Fang Venomoth, but, you know, because you're trying to get that boost. I've had some good boosts on Silverwind, but it is nice having Poison Fang and Shadow Ball Haunter again. So I'm just kind of going back to the last topic and then also, you know, focusing on Timeless Cup, which is a home run. Right, I really thought they did a great job on Sinister. I thought Ferocious was meh. It was okay, but not the greatest for new players. But this cup is awesome. I think the majority of people feel that way. Again, let me know what you think. Make sure you're on Twitter. Timeless Mega Tournament in California hype. This is a crazy tournament. And I'm going back to Cali. That's crazy hype. Timeless Mega Tournament with King and Nick. If you are into this PvP world, you know King IV, and everyone should know Nick, aka Trainer Tips, the biggest, baddest, coolest. You know, he's a nice guy, right? He is gonna shoutcast this tournament with King IV, and that's powerful for so many reasons. King is our king of this PvP world. Nick has the attention of Pogo players around the world, and he's going to be able to showcase or discuss some of the great things that's going to be happening on December 15th in California, Montebello, and there are a lot of people to thank. I'm not going to do it. This is not the moment to bring up all the names and all the people who are helping put this together, but not only is that community in California working very hard to get this done. There are so many people traveling, so many battlers. And some of you may be thinking, yeah, cool, another mega tournament. As of right now, guys, as of right now, there is 326 people interested, signed up to this tournament. Now, we know how that goes. Not everyone may be there, but the numbers are still going to increase. This tournament's only been open for like 4 days. So, you know, I knew this was happening. I knew it was coming up, and I really wasn't, I couldn't go, right? Like, I wasn't going to go to Cali. I live in Canada, but I live close to Detroit, and I can fly from Detroit to California if it is a well-priced ticket. And you know what? Who cares about responsibilities? I went. I got my ticket. I'm going. I'm registered to go to Cali, which is super hype. And, every mega tournament has King's name on it. Like, the guy's influence on us and our community. If you don't know who King IV is, you need to go follow him on YouTube. It's very important. Everything is discussed. But, you know, Virginia with King. You know, the Toronto tournaments with King. Like, King has done so much for us. He specializes in building communities, right? I mean, like, he's got a lot of talents. He's a very wise guy, but he is amazing at building communities in this game, especially. And, you know, I'm super excited to go to Cali. Like, there are so many names. And, you know, this might be a 9-round tournament. Excuse me, this is a 9-10-round tournament. It's definitely going to be more than 8 because Virginia had 156, I believe. And, you know, Valor Ash is making the trip. Toshi's making the trip. Arrow's making the trip. Call Me Jake. And then you got, like, you know, Dark Matter Wolf. I see a lot of names on here as I'm scrolling through the list, actually. And I'm like, are they really going? Like, I see, like, Manaholics from the Toronto area. You know, I'm not as familiar with a lot of the big names that are these challengers, but they're definitely going to get a chance to showcase and defend their challenger title against some rivals that are coming, right? Like, obviously the ranks are going to increase and improve, but like my friend Gary Oak says he signed up, you know, for the battles is going to be there. There's just so many people. Dark Matter Wolf. You know, again, I'm not a big fan of just naming names because you always leave someone off. And even me just saying I'm not as familiar with some of these names almost sounds disrespectful. But I promise you, I'm going to look at these players and where they're from and also get a chance to meet them. And we'll definitely be talking on them about them on future episodes, maybe leading up to the tournament. Maybe we can do some spotlights on where these challengers are coming from. And then, of course, we're definitely going to talk and recap. I'm going to record all my battles. It's going to be a tournament video. So this tournament in Cali is just, it's just crazy. And I'm super hyped. So we'll leave it at that. And we'll talk about my week in Pokemon Go. I had so much fun battling in the Timeless Cup. I already said that as we, you know, talked about the hype that is the Timeless Cup. But yeah, Timeless was fun. A lot of practice. I've got to battle with some really good battlers. And I beat some really good battlers, but I took some losses. So, and you know what? This is just a little tip for you guys, leading up to your tournaments. People win tournaments by doing things out of the norm. The meta is the meta for a reason, but you got to look for some sort of a competitive edge and, really experiment and listen or watch the content that is out there. There's just so much good PvP content out there on YouTube. Also on the Sylph Arena, you know, website, there's Reddit posts and all kinds of things. And then, of course, for Timeless Cup discussions, probably the fastest way to get a response on your questions and feedback and just overall a great place to just get learned up is the Go Stadium Discord. Go Stadium has been servicing the people forever. And it's the empire that is the PvP world. And there's lots of channels. There's lots of discussion. And you'll be able to post your team and get some opinions from some really, really skilled people. So check that out. Go Stadium Discord. And then I drove 5 hours from Canada to Ohio, picked up trainer Rememko, and we went to Ohio to an awesome gaming facility to take part in helping this Ferocious Cup in Ohio get some shine. And that was done by Go Stadium, Miss Mystic. She is from Ohio, so she's familiar with the battlers. She helped set a lot of this up. And what an amazing tournament it was. The gaming venue was like lit. It was so awesome. It was so professional. So she worked on the tech stuff, the audio, getting, you know, people to come to the tournament. And I had the pleasure of shoutcasting with AJ, aka Squawk Dirty to me. Excuse me. AJ, aka Squawk Dirty to me. And he's just so smart. What a knowledgeable shoutcaster. I learned a lot from him. Jay Honda was also there representing Go Stadium. And they're just very professional. So, you know, 5 hours there. I had to pick up trainer Rememko in Michigan. You know, 5 hours back. I got home at 3 a.m. I left my house at 10 a.m. I waited an hour just to get over the bridge. There was a huge delay on the bridge. And it was worth it. I had a blast. And, you know, again, shout out to Go Stadium. Shout out trainer Rememko for wanting to come with me. You know, it was kind of last minute. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just bring people to this tournament. We need more people. And that's what we did. Shout out to the Mummy Dust for winning that tournament. And again, it was a pleasure, AJ, John, Miss Mystic. I look forward to working with you in the future. And, you know, I need a better raid boss right now. I've got raid passes to get rid of before these Christmas boxes come out. I wish I had more time to get some more Darkrai out. The legendary boss that was powerful would have been great for Master League. I just don't like this current legendary. The next one seems okay. But, yeah. I just need some more raid bosses. Shout out to Niantic. I did a couple level 3 raids. I didn't go crazy. I wasn't burning all my passes on these level 3 raids. It's nice that a lot of them have a shiny opportunity. But that was, you know, other than doing some laps and sending out gifts. And yeah, that was my gameplay, you know, a lot getting gifts and items. And Stardust. We always need that precious Stardust. So that was my week. And Pokemon Go, I like the topics that we had today. Let me know what you think. We have been approved on more channels. We are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. We are figuring out what Google is trying to ask for information-wise. That don't matter. Thank you, guys. I appreciate all of you for listening. It means a lot. And we are building this community up. We need new players. We need you. We need our PvP podcast. Chia, chia.